Now to a more old-school way to link up across cultures. In 1961, at the height of the Cold War, Congress created the J Visa Program. The original legislation proclaimed that the program would increase mutual understanding between the U.S. and the rest of the world by means of educational and cultural exchange. A noble goal, but today critics say the J Visa Program has largely degenerated into a pipeline for cheap foreign labor. Britta Conroy Randall has the story.
Cosmin Izvorenu, a mechanical engineering student from Romania, spent the summer in Pennsylvania on the J Visa program. He was hoping to see what life is like in America, travel a little, and practice his English. There was one other part of the American experience that he was really curious about: frat parties.
Oh, yeah, because I saw a movie like American Pie.
Instead, he found himself working the night shift at a plant that packs Hershey's chocolates. It was far from the America Izvorenu had expected.
The work is very hard there. We could not do anything else after this, maybe take a shower, eat something and go to sleep. That's it. It was terrible.
The J Visa program was intended to allow young people from around the world to absorb American values for a few months and then return home to win the hearts and minds on behalf of the U.S.,
so it's a good idea.
Daniel Costa at the Nonpartisan Economic Policy Institute says the ideal and the reality don't always mesh. He says the J Visa program has become a pipeline for cheap labor, and workers are often mistreated.
You have 300,000 workers coming into the U.S. and they're lacking in protections. Workplace protections, wage protections, and they are often threatened with deportation if they even complain about anything.
In fact, it's often even worse than that. In recent years, J-1 workers have reported that their stays in the U.S. were characterized by menial jobs, low wages, filthy living conditions, and a lot of economic exploitation. J-1 workers apply for the program and then pay between $3,000 and $6,000 to a sponsoring organization, accredited by the State Department. The sponsor organization places them with American companies. One of the biggest J-1 employers is Disneyland.
They work on rides, quick service food and beverage, housekeeping, parking attendants, merchandising, lifeguards, character performers, dispatch, and most importantly, showkeepers. Those are the janitors.
That's Kit Johnson, a law professor at the University of North Dakota. She's been researching the J-1 labor force and says it's become a very clever business strategy for American companies. They save on wages, state and federal taxes, healthcare, housing, and pension plans.
And for Disney, those figures end up being really stunning. Disney's saving in wages alone upwards of $18.2 million a year in hiring international workers. So international students are simply a lot cheaper than American labor.
Both Kit Johnson and Daniel Costa say that especially now, when unemployment is so high, these jobs should be filled by local workers. But J-1 workers are more attractive because on top of the cost savings, they're less likely to put up a fuss. If they do, they're easy to get rid of, like a group of J-1s from Russia who came to work as lifeguards in Texas and ended up begging in the streets when they weren't paid.
The group of young people, they're holding signs that claim they're stranded foreign students with no money.
They say they're just trying to get home to Russia. All New at 6, KB's Jenny Huerta explains what went wrong for them.
Back in Pennsylvania, one of the other J-1 workers at Hershey's, So Yu, says he understands the desperation of those Russian workers.
When I was working, I'm tired and hungry and cold, and I feel like I have no choice but to do it. That's the worst part.
After 6 weeks of earning $4 an hour, Zoe and 400 of his fellow J-1 workers at the plant had had enough and staged a strike.
Justice! Justice! Justice!
Yeah! Hershey says it's not responsible for any problems at the plant, which is managed by a contractor, and neither company directly employs the J-1 workers. The company that's responsible for them is the Council for Educational Travel USA, or CETUSA. CETUSA is hired by the State Department to bring in J-1 workers. And the company's president, Rick Anaya, says they do keep tabs on students, and of the 6,000 young people they brought into the country this summer, unhappy workers are firmly in the minority.
The vast majority of them, I would say even up to 90%, state that it was a positive experience. This is a very, very enriching program for the students, professionally, culturally, and it's good for America.
The State Department has announced a review, saying it'll check in more regularly with employers and sponsors. But the Economic Policy Institute's Daniel Costa says this doesn't go far enough.
I'd really like to see a prevailing wage requirement, recruiting requirements to see if unemployed U.S. workers are here and available and willing to take these jobs before you go and recruit J-1s from abroad.
He says what started out as a positive diplomatic tool may actually be harming the image of America abroad. The Hershey students say they hope their experience will help future J-visa workers. And Cosmin Izvoranu, the Romanian student, finally did get the kind of cultural exchange he came here for.
After the strike, I really went to a college party here in Penn State, and it was great. And I think I should stop here.
For The World, I'm Britta Conroy-Randall.